From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Tiger Woods, struggling to rebound from a sex scandal, breaks his silence on the matter and tells family and fans he's sorry.
I ask you to find room in your heart to one day believe in me again.
Appearing before the glare of cameras in Florida today, the superstar golfer bluntly apologized for having extramarital affairs, admitting to letting down a lot of people. Wood says he's sticking with therapy and doesn't know when he'll return to golf. It's the first time Woods has talked publicly about the matter since the scandal broke in November following a traffic accident. The chief executive of Toyota has agreed to testify before Congress as it looks into the automaker's safety recalls. Lawmakers are investigating what led to a series of recalls at the company. Dustin Dwyer of Michigan Radio has more.
When members of Congress first announced that they would hold hearings, Toyota officials suggested that only U.S. executives would be able to testify. But now the company's CEO, Akio Toyoda, says he will appear before Congress after all. John Harman is a crisis communications consultant. He worked for Ford when that automaker faced congressional hearings over faulty tires. He says bringing the top executive in is a good move.
What they gain from it is starting to put it behind them. You've got to have your chief executive express responsibility, and Congress wants to hear from him.
Toyota will testify next week before the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. For NPR News, I'm Dustin Dwyer in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
NPR has learned that the FBI is going to formally close its investigation of anthrax mailings to politicians and journalists in 2001. According to sources familiar with the probe, authorities will say that former Army scientist Bruce Ivins was indeed responsible and worked alone. In the case, at least five people died in the anthrax mailings. Astronauts aboard the space shuttle Endeavour are preparing to leave the International Space Station tonight. The shuttle delivered a new module to the orbiting laboratory while astronauts conducted three spacewalks to connect the room. From member station WMFE in Orlando, Mark Simpson has details.
The crew of Endeavour delivered the European-built Tranquility module and a new observation deck to the International Space Station. The observation deck, called a cupola, delivers unprecedented panoramic views of Earth and space from the space station. A plaque containing rocks from the first lunar landing at the Sea of Tranquility is being hung in the new Tranquility module to remember the historic Apollo 11 mission. The six astronauts aboard Shuttle Endeavour will spend the next several days preparing to land at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Landing is scheduled for Sunday night. For NPR News, I'm Mark Simpson in Orlando.
Dow's currently down more than 10 points. This is NPR News. Reports from Pakistan today say the son of a Taliban faction leader has been killed in a U.S. missile strike. NPR's Julie McCarthy has more on this latest blow on the Taliban militants.
A security source said that missiles fired from a U.S. Predator drone targeted a Haqqani compound yesterday near Miram Shah, the main town in North Waziristan. The Haqqanis have been based in that tribal area since they fought to expel the Soviets from Afghanistan in the 1980s. Mohammed Haqqani, the son of the veteran Afghan guerrilla commander Jalaluddin Haqqani, is believed to have been killed in the drone strike. The Haqqani faction, which has links to Al-Qaeda, does not launch attacks in Pakistan, but sends fighters over the border into Afghanistan. Another son, Sirajuddin, is a higher-profile target and is described by U.S. forces as one of their biggest enemies in Afghanistan. He has a bounty of $5 million on his head. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Federal investigators are picking through the wreckage of a plane crash in Austin, Texas, yesterday as the public awaits word today from the family of Joseph Stack. He was the pilot who authorities say intentionally flew his plane into an IRS building, killing himself and one other person. A mixed report on mortgages is out today. It finds that more than 15% of borrowers have missed at least one payment or were in foreclosure in the final months of last year. But the Mortgage Bankers Association says the rate of delinquencies dropped in the fourth quarter. And the Federal Reserve is making banks pay a higher interest rate on emergency loans, but the Fed says that doesn't mean it'll raise rates on consumers. And at last check on Wall Street, the Dow was actually up nearly 40 points at 10,431. This is NPR.